सवितुर्वरं रूपं ज्योतिः परस्य धीमहि यन्नः सत्येन दीपयेत्।
Well, my name is Joy and I happened to be born in Kolkata. I came here in 1977. So it happened that other people were coming to Auroville, close friends of mine, and I used to come and visit them. And then one day I decided I wanted to come and join Auroville. I know the mantras are something that is chanted all over India for different occasions. In the north of India and in the south, mantras are quite common, but less and less as actually the urban life is taking more and more space. People have no time. There's a strong movement of bringing back such things back into our lives. Mantras have the source. They are very ancient, but that's not all. They were actually heard by the sages thousands of years ago. When I say heard, it was revealed. The mantras were revealed to them like spiritual experiences, in words and in the rhythm, and that's what is supposed to have been noted down. In the beginning, not written down, but transmitted orally from the teacher to the student, from the guru to the disciple or the initiate. It was something very restricted in the sense, because mantras are very potent, and they should be utilized in a conscious way. And they can also be utilized if they are not, it seems, if you don't speak them in the right way, if you don't chant them in the right rhythm, meter, then it can even have a negative impact. So it's like the mantras in the beginning, all sacred texts were kept secret, like in many traditions, ancient traditions in the world. And they were transmitted only to initiates who were ready to receive them and use them and for their own progress. But now in the modern times, everybody can have access to these. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I think it's good. Only we have to be very consciously, you know, conscious about it and try to recite them and speak them as perfectly as possible.
ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु, सर्वेषां शान्तिर्भवतु, सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु, सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु। ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु, Sarvesham Shantir Bhavato Sarvesham Purnam Bhavato Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavato Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
I know that whenever personally I chant mantras, after some time you just feel different. And, you know, it's difficult to explain, or one has to actually practice it oneself. And one can say for this reason, for that reason, but it's all based on, a knowledge of the vibration that is in the language or in each language. And as I was saying, it wasn't done with a mental intention, no? It was, these are words and vibrations which were heard, which were received without making a mental effort, so to say. That's how I understand it. So it's a kind of revelation coming from very higher planes, we are told, by people who are more knowledgeable in this field. And when they are from higher planes and which are go beyond the mind and the reason. And so they have their own power, you know. And if you very humbly and simply learn them and recite them, then you get your own experience with them.
Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti.
The traditional Gayatri Mantra, which was composed or heard or revealed to the sages thousands of years ago, speaks about the mind being the vehicle for receiving light. Shorbindo's Gayatri Mantra says that the divine light of truth should illumine our whole being. So he's speaking not only of the intellect, like in the traditional mantra, but that our whole being should be illumined by the divine light of truth. So which means not only our intellect, but our heart center, our vital being and our physical being should all be, it's part of Sri Aurobindo's actually teaching, this total transformation, the integral transformation. So that's the difference between the Gayatri, which is traditional, and the one from Sri Aurobindo.
Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.